Blackstone Audio presents The Scandalous Secret of Abigail McGregor by Paula Quinn. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. To my Savior King, you taught me how to dance again. To my husband, my knight, I'll love you until the end of time. To Daniel, Samantha, and Haley, the three most thoughtful, caring, perfect beings in my world. Skye, Scotland, Fall 1709. Chapter 1. Abigail McGregor brushed her snowy tresses out of her eyes and watched her twin brothers, Thomas and Bri, cut across her father's private solar.
"Father,"
they said almost in unison,
"a letter was waiting for us in Broadford."
Bri, the oldest by 4 minutes, handed him a folded parchment.
"'Tis from London?"
"Who is it from, Father?" Abigail asked, rising from her chair. She smiled at her mother, convalescing in her settee by the window, and pulled her blanket up to her chin.
"Lads," Robert McGregor said to his sons instead of answering her, "go fetch your brother and your uncles."
"Which uncles?"
Bri asked.
"All of them."
"Robbie, who is it from?" his wife Davina asked softly when the boys were gone. Bronwyn, her giant hound, rested at the foot of the settee and raised her head to whine at the sound of her mistress's gentle voice.
"'Tis from the Queen."
Abby turned to her father. Her mother sat straight up. Very few people in England knew Davina McGregor was Davina Stewart, the true firstborn daughter of King James II of England and Anne Hyde. She'd been secluded in an abbey her whole life, unknown to her sisters or anyone else.